There's a scripture in John chapter 17, starting at the 17th verse. It says, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me." These are the words of Jesus Christ. His prayer was for unity in the body of Christ, not for a black church, not for a white church, not for a Hispanic church, not for a European church or an Australian church or the nations of Africa, but one church with one voice, one people, one worship, one Jesus, one cross, one empty grave, one King on the throne coming back soon with the last trumpet sound, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and those that remain will be caught up to meet him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And so tonight, as one church with one voice, we lift up one worship.